it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Leading Edge Cricket Podcast. We're continuing our England Watch Cricket Depth Chart, where we go through all the positions in this England Red Bull Test Match team, and we try and work out what the future looks like. What's the top 10? What's the top 8? What's the future look like? How's the farm system looking? How is the farm, Rich?
It's great. Yeah, it's great. What farm are we talking about today? Are we talking about the spinning farm, Rob?
The spinning farm.
Yes.
Whereabouts are we going to start off? So we always start at the top.
We do.
Who's in the current position? Who's top of the charts in this England team? And then we piece together a little bit of what we think England would do and a little bit of what we think we would do to come up with the list. So today we've got a top eight to go through, the top best eight spinners in the country with the chance of playing for England, according to Leading Edge Cricket Podcast. Comment below. Let us know what your top eight looks like. There are alternative views, which are very much appreciated, which can be put out there. Yeah. Also, if you haven't caught the series so far, we've done openers, middle orders and wicket keepers. Video links to those will be down in the description. Rich, let's start it.
Absolutely. So spin, doing a top eight for a start, that begs a little bit of a question because everyone else, we're doing a top 10. So that perhaps just tells us what we're looking at on the farm, Rob. We need a bit more rain. No, that's a bad analogy. Let's keep going. Right, so the man in possession is 31-year-old left-arm spinner from Somerset. Yes, it's Jack Leach. The man in possession of the position as we move closer and closer to this Ashes series. This time last year, fair to say, question marks over Leach. But the arrival of Stokes and McCullum has helped Leach develop from a steady bowler who probably bowled a bit too slow into a very, very, very good test match spinner. I don't think there's a player that's been improved as much under Stokes and McCullum as Jack Leach, in my opinion. We came to realise, didn't we, as well, when we looked at this list with the lack of depth here, that Jack Leach, how important he is to this England side, especially at home where only one spinner is generally selected. If he stays fit, he should have a real impact in this series and giving Stokes a bit of control whilst he rotates his seam attack or if he has the chance to attack in the fourth innings.
Always a controversial one, Jack Leach, because you go through periods where people are like, we need a different spinner. You can't just produce a spinner and go, right, this is the next guy that's going to come in. It's such a difficult position in a team to play. Over the course of the last 3 years, third most wickets for a spinner in international cricket, 90, coming in at an average of 36. Yes, that is half the average of Ashwin in during that time, but he is not Ashwin. He's not. Mm-hmm. We've got to accept that. And what he does give England is a little bit of control, particularly good around right-handers, which you would expect from a left-hander turning it away from him, and particularly good when we get into the second innings of the game. First innings of the game, he averages 46. Second innings, he averages 45. Third innings, 28. Fourth innings, 22. The bit that worries me about the Ashes, Aussies, quite a lot of left-handers stacking up the top 6-7. 36 wickets against left-handers at an average of 41. 87 wickets against right-handers at 31. Big gulf between those two. The thing that's interesting, or to me as a stats nerd, is his strike rate. Although his average is 10 more against left-handers, his strike rate is less. He takes wickets quicker against left-handers, but also gets battered, going at almost 4 and over.
Got to pay the price. Got to pay the price to get those wickets.
Pay the price to spin it into him.
Absolutely. So that's number one, head and shoulders, we think, at the moment, ahead of number two, which is the little Nottingham-born wonder kid, 18-year-old Rayan Ahmed, Leicestershire leg spinner. It seems just a matter of time, didn't it, that he will become the number one test spinner. No disrespect to Jack Leach. But there is a chance that they will want to get this man in the England test side sooner rather than later. Winter is probably where it's going to look likely. England are going to be playing in India. So that's probably where we see him bowling in tandem with Leach rather than replacing him. He hasn't had it all his own way this season, though, with the ball. He really has quite struggled at times, not taking many wickets. But he's not on his own because not many spinners are taking wickets so far this year. But he's looking like he can do it with a bat as well, which is great. Announced himself onto the world stage only this winter. He debuted for England in all three formats, in doing so being the youngest in each format to represent England. Great ability, obviously, as a spinner, but we think he's probably got greater potential as an all-rounder as well, with bat and ball. Very good batter, could be a very good international all-rounder in the future. Rayan Ahmed, Rob, at number two.
Yeah, cracking cricketer, cracking future. There was a scorecard that did the rounds on Twitter during the off-season. I think it was North, Wheatley and Leveston, I want to say. They play in the Bassett Law League, and wow. I could have the club wrong, so apologies if you are that club listening. He played for that club, playing in the first 11, scored 150 and took 8 wickets in a game. Like, as a 13, 14-year-old playing, like,
decent
championship cricket in the basketball league. So, hell of a talent. Like you said, he's only 18 years old and he had a good debut. His time in Pakistan, he picked up a 5 for 48 during that time. His batting has been exceptional, but his bowling has been off this year. But we're talking about, probably Jack Leach has got control of this England spinner's role as a number one spinner for quite a long time. England will like Ahmed under him as that second spinner as they can take it and then eventually moving into that number one spin slot. It will be interesting to see how the summer plays out. So he'll play in the 100 and he'll get plenty of bowling there and he'll play in the county championship cricket for the back end of the season. Should get plenty of bowling there when the pitches are a bit drier and there's plenty more spin to take. And let's not forget, just because he hasn't bowled well or bowled much at the start of the season, you've seen people like Simon Harmer, who is the spinning goat of county championship cricket over the last 5 years, average 31, 32. He's a career like I average 15 and take a wicket every time I bowl. So it has been a tough time, but future's so bright. Future's so bright. And like you say, every time you watch him bat, he has got so much time and looks such a talent.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three, another man that made his debut over the winter, his test debut, is Will Jacks of Surrey, 24-year-old. He played in Pakistan, didn't he? You'd expect him to get a role again in India if he can continue his progression with the ball. And that's where we're looking for that progression. A bit of an all-round cricketer at the moment, isn't he? You could argue he's got a slight edge to his game for his batting over his bowling, but he's still a player that England really like and would definitely be an option one way or another as a test spinner. This is a problem, isn't it? No disrespect to Will Jacks, but we're at number three, and already I'm getting a little bit nervous if we had to go into a test match this summer with a standalone spinner. If Jack Leach is injured and Rayan Ahmed's unavailable for whatever reason, would it be Will Jacks at number three, Rob?
It could be. Like, he's so talented with the bat. Possibly one of the most, kind of on the IPL sphere up here, one of the best underrated openers in T20 cricket that will make a shed load of money over the next few years in one of the upcoming drafts. Already bagged an incredible 83 against Hampshire earlier on this season in the Blast. His bowling has come on. His career bowling rate isn't that great, but he is getting better, and you notice during the season, he is bowling more and more. He averages 46 with the ball in county championship cricket, a strike rate of 90. You can look at that and say, that's not too great. You could also look at this year and say he's averaging 20 and a strike rate of 36. So things are definitely going in the right direction. It's not his number one facet, but does it, you know, other than bringing in a complete specialist spinner, does it have to be your number one? Moeen Ali's number one thing wasn't spin bowling. Moeen Ali took on near on 200 test wickets and had a peak that was absolutely exceptional.
Yeah.
So I think for a spinner, it's opportunity, it's time, and being in an environment. The only worry about Will Jacks is that he probably won't play heaps of red ball cricket because he will be a white ball superstar
in the future.
Does that matter for England?
That's the thing, isn't it? Who knows with this setup? And this is the thing, as we keep reminding you as you go through, this is a combination of what we think might be the order, but also what we think the England setup might like as well. And let's just remember, we've just seen Josh Tong come from nowhere in some respects to making his test debut in the space of a week. Good job we didn't do the Seamers top 10, Rob, because we might have been embarrassed, because I'm not quite sure Josh Tong would have quite been on there. But now, oh, of course Josh Tong's in the top 10. Right, number four, Liam Paterson-White of Notts, another player that has not had everything go his way so far this year, but he's not alone, as we keep saying. Last season, though, undoubtedly a breakout year for the slow left-armer. Led Division 2 spinners with 41 victims at 27.95. Overall stats now is about 95-ish wickets at about 31 average. He's definitely a spinner that can bat, you know, but he is a more of a spinner that can bat, but he can, he has boasted a first-class 100 as well. So that's good for him, isn't it? So, like I said, tough start to the year, but like all spinners, we expect it to get better as the season goes on. And this guy, we know, was very close to England conversations last year. Even last summer, when there was doubts, I think Jack Leach was injured, Matt Parkinson made a little appearance, didn't he? So we know he is in their thinking. And looking ahead to winter, if he performs, it would not surprise me in the slightest to see Liam Paterson-White on that plane to India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like him. He can add value with the bat as well down the order, more so than a Leach. Yeah, excellent player. He was pivotal to Notts getting promoted last year. For all the star-studded bowl and attack that was on and Dane Patterson running through teams, actually Liam Paterson-White won them games early on in the season with his bowl in one particular at Sussex, which was superb. 41 wickets at 27 last year. In a Notts team that was the best bowling performing team in the division, his bowling average of 27 was just below what the team did. And that is quite incredible coming from your spinner. 86 wickets in county championship cricket, an average of 29, strike rate of 65, economy rate of 2.70. It's a good record. This year is an anomaly. We're talking about spinners having a... It's almost like rolling back the years to April's really difficult for spinners. And he's not bowled well. One wicket for 228, but that doesn't define your career, where over the past previous seasons, he's averaged 21, 31 and 27. So much better player than that. Sort of player you would imagine England liking. Does two things really well.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're going to get into the players that have played for England before again. So we're on to Dom Best next, Rob. 25-year-old. That's the first thing to think about with Dom Best. He's just 25. Doesn't seem like, you know, seems like he's been around the scene for a long, long time, doesn't he? Made his test debut, I think, when he was 20. 14 tests under his belt so far. The last coming March 2021. Still plenty of time for him to re-establish himself as a spinner worthy of test match consideration for England. He's a consistent bowler for Yorkshire. He's learning his game. Probably was put in there a little bit early, wasn't he? Like Mason Crane was chucked in early. But Best did a pretty good job. And I think he'll be working his way back up this list, potentially. I'm sure a lot of people might argue that he should be higher than five, Rob.
Yeah, well, we had conversations about where we think he'd actually land. And with England going and playing in India in the winter, where does he fit in that second spinner type of role? You ideally want someone that spins it the other way to Jack Leach. In an ideal world, you've got the ball moving in two directions, left, right-handers, works out quite well. Test record, 36 wickets at an average of 33, isn't too shabby. But I think what we saw from Dom Best was a little bit of a lack of control at times, which was pretty hard on him. And actually, I thought some of the comments that came across to him on Twitter and places like that were really harsh. He was doing the best he can against some of the best teams in the world in test match cricket as a 23, 24-year-old. So ceiling's really high. His batting's really good. Only averages 22 in test match cricket, but he is a better batter than that probably overall. His county championship numbers, he averages 23 with about 11 50s, has good years, bad years, average 22 one year, average 30 the next year. With the ball, 159 wickets at 32, strike rate of 67, economy rate of 2.86. Unfortunately for him, what we've seen is a trend where his bowling average has gone up. Back in 2019, he averaged 26 with the ball, had probably his best season to date. 2021, averaged 32. Last year, he averaged 42. This year, he's averaging 47. It is a hard life being a spinner. You have got to take a lot on the chin. When it is not your day, unlike a seamer, it is really not your day, and you can go and you can bowl a lot of overs and get no reward at all. So it's... I think it comes down to the character. How much are you going to put in? Because you can see where he's been before, and he can be better than that. He's just got to keep grinding through it and know that the better days are ahead of him, and more England caps will be ahead of him as well.
Yeah, you make a really good point though as well about that. You know, when we talk about, you know, Leach is the man in role, then you've got the leg spinner of Rehan Ahmed. If you was then to pick Liam Paterson-White, the ball would be pretty much going in the same direction most deliveries, wouldn't it? So that's where Dylan Best does give you a point of difference. So maybe, you know, he could work his way up there. But hey, it's a battle that that will be played out over the English summer with the
and remember, Silverwood loved Best. Silverwood loved Best and dropped Jack Leach multiple times for Best because the balance that he gave to your team.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one thing we absolutely know about England Test selection. They love a spinner that can bat. Seamers, don't care if you can't bat so well. Spinner, no, you've got to bat. And that brings us nicely on to number six, Rob. Matt Parkinson, the absolute number 11. But he's a damn fine bowler. 26-year-old leggy, the second leggy on the list. A tricky assessment. A promising player, isn't he? Given, you know, he's not, would have been given plenty of chance to show he's a test winner in recent years, but England obviously don't seem to quite fancy what Parkinson offers. Like I said, if he's a seamer that bats the way he does, I don't think it's a concern, but because he's a spinner, we seem to hold that against them. He's made one test appearance in New Zealand against New Zealand in June of last year, late replacement for the concussed Jack Leach. Stop diving over the boundary, Jack. Is it me, or do you wince every time you see Jack Leach running to the boundary now?
Every single time.
I certainly do. He's almost vanished from the conversation, though, hasn't he, recently? Part of that is obviously the vast improvement of Jack Leach, but it's also difficult to understand why he seems so far removed, unless that's just our perception. Last year, he ended the summer with 33 wickets at 30, fifth most in Division 1, so that's pretty good going. He's had a tough go again so far this year. Tom Hartley, the spinner at Lancashire, has replaced him. He's been on loan to Durham. His contracts, he's one of those guys that's after June the 1st with his contracts expiring, he can talk to other counties. It wouldn't shock me at all if we found out that he is going on loan till the rest of the season, signing a long-term contract with a new county to get his career back on track. Matt Parkinson at number six, a little bit harsh maybe?
I think it is harsh, but I just feel he's so out of favour with this modern... I don't like the term modern, but how this England regime has evolved into... you need to add a lot to the team and you need to play in a certain way. He's a throwback bowler because his game is tossing it above the bowler's, the batter's eye line. And we saw it in test cricket where it was 40 miles an hour, 41, 42 miles an hour. And it worked great in the county championship cricket. Came into the test arena and I felt like better players play spin so well off the back foot that it was almost lost a little bit. Didn't quite work out for him, but incredibly difficult coming in with no preparation at all. But before he got called up, the calls for him to be given a chance were so big because he was so dominant. The period between, say, 2019 and 2021, he was lights out. 60 wickets at an average of 19 across the two seasons, a 2.42 economy rate during that time, and his bowling average was 20% better than the other bowlers in the matches that he played. He was incredible during that period. This year, it's not quite working out. Why isn't it working out? I'm not a spinner view looking at it, is that he's bowling faster. Every time I see a speed gun on him, he's bowling 45 to 50. So you're completely changing the release point and your mechanics for bowling that you've done for years that's worked for you, because that's what's needed to go to the next level. So I feel there's a lot of change going on, and it's different to Best, but similar to Best. That spinner, when you come in, that isn't the finished article.
You keep
it, and there's stuff to work through, and there's stuff to work through for Parkinson. This year isn't great. Last year was below his best. He averaged 30 with the ball for a spinner in England. That's not bad. In a year that was particularly batter heavy, he averaged 30. But because of the crazy numbers that he's put up in the previous seasons, averaging 19 and 20 respectively the 2 years before, you expect slightly better, and this year he's averaging 41. So again, when the pitches dry out a bit, championship cricket comes back, that's where you really want to judge to see where he's at. He's only played two games this year.
Yeah, wherever he'll be playing, will not surprise us if he starts taking wickets. Right, number seven, Rob, we're getting close to the end here. Number seven is a man that I think could be this summer. It wouldn't surprise me if there's an injury to Jack Leach, whether this man might jump the lot of them and England might look at as a guy that could do a job for them. And that's Liam Dawson, 33 now, slow left armour. multi-format, all-round cricketer, isn't he? Represented England 3 tests, 6 ODIs, 11 T20s, vastly experiences, would definitely do a job. He's got 11 first-class hundreds to his name. He's still consistent. He could, like I say, he can bat at the top level, I'm absolutely sure, but also he could go in there and do a really, really steady job. And he's more of a frontline spinner, whereas the likes of Will Jacks, Ahmed still learning his game, Patterson White still learning his game to a point, Dawson could just come in and just give Stokes and McCullum that little bit of control and experience that they might need.
He could well do, mate. He's experienced. He won't be fazed by the big arena. 3 test matches to his name, a test match 50 to his name as well. 7 wickets at an average of 42. Played in India in 2016 and last played against South Africa in 2017. He does give, I feel, England quite a lot. The fact is, he scored 8,000 county championship runs, small milestone which went across in the last week of the games. An average of 32, a highest of 171. He hasn't this year scored 100, but last year scored 100, previous year scored 100. They're not hundreds, they're 152 and 171. He's got a knack for scoring big runs. His average across his career is bang in line with top 6 players for county championship during those times. Add to that his really good bowling record, where he averages 33.12. So he averages one more with the ball than he does with the bat. That doesn't happen very often. Averaged 28 last year, 24 wickets. Averaging 9 this year at 24 wickets in a year that's difficult for the spinners. You can 100% see it, that someone like him could come into this England team for a test and he could do a job. He could. Spate of injuries. Hey, we need some experience in this lineup. Don't feel England will probably go in that direction, because they're all about giving, hey, we're going to play Will Jacks, Liam Livingstone and Rian Ahmed in the same like in the same series in Pakistan and give that and believe in them and give them an environment. Yeah. But he could. If it was a different regime in charge, you could 100% see Liam Dawson playing in India as a second spinner. Again, problem, balls left arm.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? I'd see him more as a man this summer, that if there was an injury to Leach and maybe Rian Ahmed's not quite there yet in their mind, of chucking him in against the Aussies. I think it gives a great balance to the team as well. He'd be batting at number 8, wouldn't he? And he bats quickly. He's a white ball batter as well, isn't he? Let's not forget that. He could bat at this new strike rate that is required level for England.
But right. Never lets England down in a white ball shirt, mate.
Absolutely, 100%. So, right, let's round this list out then, Rob. Number 8, Jack Carson, 22-year-old off-spinner. Highly talented young spinner, bags of potential and ability. A player I really like. Missed a massive chunk of last season with injury. Still only 22, made his first-class debut back in 2020. But he's already, isn't he, a senior member of that relatively young Sussex side. With many young players, stats will not tell the full story. Bowling average of about 34 with 76 wickets to date. And with the bat, he does have ability with his 450s, but his average is lower than I would have expected. It's going to be really interesting to see where Carson is on this conversation, let's say, at the end of the summer or by the start of next summer. Because it wouldn't surprise me if Carson does start moving up this list quite quickly. A really, really good player, really talented player. He's made the list at number 8, Rob, and that's as far as we're going to go.
Yeah, he is highly thought of, but that injury was such a kick to try and come back with. 2021 is almost the only year where you've got him actually giving you a year of cricket to be able to work out where he was at. And that year, 37 wickets, an average of 36, 6 3-wicket hauls, a 4-wicket haul and a 5-wicket haul to boot. I thought he's a really good player. Great to see him back and fit. Got 5 wickets against Yorkshire, who are going to go and romp the league, who I think find themselves in the bottom one or two of the league. So there is 100% a future there. He's heaps of time on his side as well. It's great we're talking about these spinners. And all the ones we're talking about, 22, 23, 24, 25 years old, heaps of young spinners. And all you're looking for is really one of them as a spinner to take it to the next level. There's not many other than Liam Dawson that we spoke about that's kind of like the older school spinner. There's not many like that. And even when you talk about Don Best is only 25. Like he's been around the block a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the 8. And we've only got 8 this time because we don't think there's 9 and 10 worthy of this list. Now, if Adil Rashid was available, obviously he would be included. Moeen Ali, if he was available, he potentially would have been added. But it's a really tough one. I mean, there's a few names here, Rob, that I'm just going to put on for the that were considered as part of the conversation. You've got Callum Parkinson, Leicester, but obviously he's had injury problems. Matt Critchley, more of an all-rounder. He's only just started bowling leggies again, really, in games. So more of an all-rounder, maybe more of a batsman even these days. Amar Verdi would have been on this list last year, the Surrey, young Surrey spinner. He's not played a first-class game in nearly a year and a half. Don't know what's going on with him. He needs a move somewhere because he is a fine, fine player, in my opinion. Tom Hartley preferred to Parkinson recently at Lancashire. Danny Briggs. I'm looking for the next generation, the younger players that are just starting to come through. I'm waiting for one of those to break into this list as well.
Yeah, you've got to. You've Verdis and people like that in the future. We've purposely left off Liam Livingstone from this list as well. He's going to appear in the all-rounders list, but we don't feel as a number one spinner. He's probably your guy. But huge amount of versatility in what he can do. He's probably as good a off spinner and leg spinner as you can get. Like he performed both roles in T20 cricket. Just it feels a little bit of a stretch for him to be the number one spinner in a test match team. However, as a number two, who doesn't have to bowl that much, doesn't have to have a huge workload, you can 100% see him in the environment. And you know he plays in the IPL against test match quality, T20 international quality players all the time and performs really well.
Absolutely.
Bowling as a test match spinner, particularly given he doesn't really play any red ball cricket, it's a hard one. It doesn't mean they won't. 100% doesn't mean they won't. But it's a hard one to kind of go, number one spinner.
Absolutely. Come on then, who have we missed then? That's what we want to know.
Well, looking through the stats, so I've pulled up the highest wicket takers since 2019 in County Championship cricket as a spinner. Other players you could mention, it could be a Callum Parkinson, throwing the other Parkinson in there.
We did mention
he had a couple of good seasons, 2020, 2021. Fell off a cliff last year, averaging 49 and a strike rate of 88 and can't get a game at the moment. So,
no, I think I said he's injured. That's what I said. I went for a few names and he was the first one. He was on there. Injury.
Second spinner territory, and you're getting quite low down the list, but incredible batter to go alongside it is Rob Keogh, can do a job. And there's always calls on Twitter for Rob Keogh going, hey, he needs to be part of this. But there's not that many guys. Danny Briggs, maybe 69 wickets in the Championship since 2019. Andrew Salter, 52 wickets. But when you're talking a number one spinner, they're not really part of the conversation. You're just getting to the point where you're going, these guys are really good pros, excellent County Championship cricketers, can take wickets, bowling, spin. Being a number one spinner in a test team has got to be one of the hardest things because there is generally one of you and you've got a massive job to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why there's eight. That's our eight. Love to know who else should be on the list. Who have we missed? Who's the glaring omission? I think we've got it pretty good. I think that's nailed on. I think McCullum has basically just got that list pinned up above his bed, hasn't he, at the moment, ready to go through.
It is, yeah. Happy day. So spinners down. We've got seamers to go. We've got batting all-rounders and bowling all-rounders to go. Let us know if there's anyone down below, any orders that you would change. You know, we've given some of our rationale behind why people are in 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., why Mac Parkinson's at 6. Let us know down below what you guys think. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to catch you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.